This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sometimes conservatives just surprise me in ways that are embarrassing. And the one that keeps coming up, and I'm going to make you all think about this a very different way. Kevin, what if Michelle Obama runs? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I want you to go to the website, go to my store, and go get a backbone, okay? I wish maybe we should just do a T-shirt that says, here's a backbone that comes from the Kevin Jackson Network. Because these people are out there, Michelle Obama, oh my gosh, Kevin, what if Michelle Obama runs? What if Michelle Obama runs? What exactly does Michelle Obama bring? Did Michelle Obama bring peace to the Middle East? Did she have the two Koreas shaking hands? Did she move the Israeli consulate to Jerusalem? What does she do? Does she negotiate the peace deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia? Does she revive the economy? Does she end wars in America? What does she do besides be married to baby black Jesus? Please, somebody tell me. Tell her, brother. What does she do? Is she afraid of her? Who? If Michelle Obama runs, what? Cult of personality? A woman that has no personality? A woman that hates half the country? What is she going to do? What does she do that's different than Biden? What has she said she's going to do? Is she going to improve race relations? What is it that you think she brings to the party that Donald Trump can't negate? Oh, Kevin, she's so articulate and clean. What is she going to do? Yeah, I'm asking. Because I want to know. Why are you so afraid of her? Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? Wasn't that a movie? I saw the movie when I was a kid. What is it that she... People are afraid. Well, Kevin, if Michelle Obama runs, what? Was she a congressman? Kevin, neither was Donald Trump. Yeah, but Donald Trump followed politics. Donald Trump put his money where his mouth was. Donald Trump actually has a record of accomplishment. What has Michelle Obama accomplished? You want to know what she's done? She's ridden on the coattails of a black man who is as worthless. Do you want another repeat of Barack Obama? What did she do? She rode on his coattails. She made $300,000+ a year from a hospital that was supposed to be helping the poor. And you know what she did? Absolutely nothing. She kept people from getting treated. She has skeletons that she does not want people to see. And I know they're trying to push it out, Kevin, because Megyn Kelly says Michelle Obama is the game is that's what they want to do. They want to shoehorn her in May, was it?
New York Post through Cindy Adams reporting today there is a plan to replace Joe Biden with Michelle Obama. What she says is reportedly, I'm being told, that Obama has pulled donors. This is Barack Obama for his wife. And that the plan is around May, Joe Biden announces he's not running. This will that allow the August convention for Michelle to get nominated at the August convention. That they don't want to do it any earlier than May because it would make Joe Biden a lame duck. But sometime between May and August, Mrs. Obama will become the nominee, that she will be subbed in. I can't imagine an answer from top Democratic donors to that question other than, we feel great about that. Please, please have her do that. I mean, it would be a total game changer, Rich. It would be a total game changer.
Yeah, I can see the mass exodus of Trump. People going, ooh, before I wanted Donald Trump, but now I want Michelle Obama. I can see everybody making the switch, all the independents, because they're going to look at Michelle Obama's record and go, boy, she's so good. Oh, she may be the media darling. She may do all the other stuff. They may give you the poll numbers to support it and all that, but trust and believe, she ain't getting no... black people are going to be so excited. Why? Because she's going to be the first black president? Oh, no. She'll be the first female president. First female black president. That's going to do it. It'll be, they're going to ride a wave of populist. Well, we just want a black lady president so we can show that, but, that America is still racist as ever. It's still as sexist as ever. What is it going to teach us? You got a black chick. By the way, she may very well, Kamala Harris, I predict, will be president before Michelle Obama even gets to do it. What do you do then? Oh, by the way, what do you do? Do you step over the other, the half black chick? How do you do that? You think Gavin Newsom's just going to move aside? Gavin, listen. Or whomever? What does she bring? What do you not know about Michelle Obama? Do you think that there may be some things you learn? I know there's all the, oh, she's a man, baby. But I don't care about all that. You know, people want to believe it. I don't. I think Michelle Obama's a woman. She's not a woman I would have been attracted to, but she's a woman. All right. But what? She hasn't been vetted? For the first time, and I can see her, for the first time since Barack Obama was my husband was the president, I can feel proud about America because since my husband left being the president, I'm not proud of America anymore, but now I can be proud again. Bunch of pansies, man. People out there, I'm afraid of Michelle. Okay, you have a warrior. You got a guy that's going to win the nomination. As far as I'm concerned, he's already gotten it. And what they're going to do now is look for who matches up the best and how we can paint Donald Trump as a racist or whatever. Cause I can see Michelle Obama. We cannot let a man in here who is a racist and all that. Good luck. The division of politics, Nikki Haley's tried it. We need a woman president. And I have suffered racism. The little brown girl. I can hear all the little brown girl stories about Michelle Obama. Because Lord knows she's lived such an oppressed life. Going to Princeton, marrying Barack. And then living black Camelot and for eight years when they only never should have been there in the first place. But certainly shouldn't have been there for eight. Four max. Now they've got multi-million dollar book deals. I don't know if you guys know it. They had a movie on Netflix. And my brother watched it. We were talking about it. And I'm going to tell you something. The worst, the premise of it was interesting because, the world lost its power. And, you know, people weren't running. There was no internet. There was no TV and all that. Cell phones were useless. They actually had to talk to each other and stuff. But it was stupid. I fell asleep during it, and Melissa goes, I hate that I finished that stupid movie. It was horrible. My brother said the same thing. Anyway, I'm not afraid of Michelle Obama. I think we have the best candidate ever in Donald Trump.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've already said I don't think Michelle Obama's going to run. I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it. I think they're going to shoehorn in Gavin Newsom. And what's funny when you think about Michelle Obama as a potential presidential candidate, what overseas experience, what did she negotiate it on behalf of anything that makes you go, I'd like her to negotiate with Xi or Putin or on behalf of America for whatever? Just keep, don't lose your heads about stuff. They make it like she's a juggernaut. Oh, my guys. Remember what happened in Gladiator when they brought back the only gladiator who had never been defeated? Now, Michelle Obama's never run for anything, but that's what they act like. She's the only gladiator that's never been defeated. And you know what Maximus did? Maximus put a stake in his foot and then beat him and let him live. That's exactly what would happen here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will tell you this. Barack Obama and his wife, Baby Black Jesus and Michelle, they put out a fatwa on Joe Biden. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if they actually said the things that they're credited with saying, that Joe needs to go, whatever, and we'll get to that in a second. But here's what I will tell you. the media doesn't leak these kind of stories without permission. They have to get permission from high-ranking leftists before they can leak a story like this, because they effectively told Biden to quit. Now, the media, as I said, they lie for sport, but their leaks are not lies. Their leaks are meant to set narratives. I mean, they are lies, but they're setting a narrative. And this narrative is clear. I got this story from Newsbreak. It says, news of the shocking showdown came on the heels of damaging comments from former First Lady Michelle Obama, who Politico say is being pressured to mount a primary challenge to her hubby's aging former VP. Wow. And look, I don't believe that Michelle Obama's being, they may be pressuring her. I don't think she wants it. Why? Why would you degrade yourself by trying to be president? It's like I tell women all the time, why do you degrade yourself wanting to be equivalent to men? You're so much better. Michelle Obama will be remembered as a first lady, revered as the first lady of the first black president. You can't get any better than that. What is she going to do? What's she going to want to run? The only thing she can do is diminish herself. So she says, what's going to happen in the next election? I'm terrified about what could possibly happen because our leaders matter. She also clearly questioned whether Biden can win the election. Now, this is news media being told, here are the talking points. And why'd they get Michelle Obama to do it? One of two reasons. One, they do want her to run. Or two, she has a powerful voice inside the Democratic Party that gets Joe Biden to wake up and go, you know what? I need to, you know, now it's time for me to, you know, to go ahead and get out of it. Any news about Michelle Obama questioning Biden sends shockwaves in politics. And it's because they all want to speculate. She should run. She should run. And I've said it before. She's had multiple opportunities. When Hillary Clinton was chosen, she didn't run. When Joe Biden was chosen, she didn't run. She could have had a lot of spots. She didn't run. There's a reason. While the prospect of Trump whooping two first ladies' butts intrigues me, it puts a smile on my face. I want to see Trump get his real win over Joe Biden. I want the next win over Joe Biden acknowledged. Now, that being said, it means Joe Biden has made it through the fray. We don't have a system of justice. If Joe Biden gets out of the stuff that should have him impeached already, then this election is moot. It won't matter. I rather like the idea, though, if Joe Biden hangs in there like a hair on a biscuit, let him do it, because it keeps everybody at bay. Every one of them. They said things are so bad for Biden, pollsters have stopped trying to cover for him. They know his polls are bad. I saw where he had 37% approval. 58% of the people did not approve of Joe Biden. And there are no signs. Not a single thing out there that I've seen, maybe you guys have seen differently, that point to his ability to get cheated into office a second time. Nothing. I've asked on multiple shows, and here's a number, 844-551. I'm going to slow it down for the lefties. 8255. 844-551-8255. Or send me a note to, you ready, lefties? Do I have to spell that for you? KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Team Biden doesn't want the media to report on Bidenflation the way Bidenflation is. They want them to spin it. Don't let people believe their reality when you can tell them what to think. This is akin to parents trying to tell their kids that cobras make good house pets. You would never do that. Lefties might, but you wouldn't. Reminds me of the lady in that family that lived with a lion, a full-grown male lion. Unless I raised that thing from a puppy and it was fed all the time, I could not walk with that lion, have a lion in my house. Couldn't do it. And I've seen those guys that get reunited with them. And they're like, oh, loving it. And I'm thinking, boy, you better be glad that line ate before he saw you. Under Biden, folks, Americans have suffered mightily and openly. Jobs can't pay enough money to keep pace with inflation. Cities are not safe. Biden loves endless wars. And recently, on the subject of war, his Secretary of Defense disappeared for 4 days and nobody in his administration knew. They were too busy trying to figure out what happened to Joe Biden's Depends package.
Well, the President's Depends haven't made it. Secret Service, the President's Depends haven't made it. What's going on? Somebody talk to Amazon.
It's frightening. On so many levels, one of these Washington sources said, the fact that Joe Biden was clueless about a four-day absence of one of the most important members of his cabinet. That's the Joe Biden way. And the Obamas, here's what they said. The person said, they are convinced that Joe Biden has lost his grip. His grip on what? His grip on the truth? He lost that a long time ago. His grip on sanity? His grip on economics? His grip on finance? What? What has he lost his grip on? Biden is the oldest serving president in history, and with almost every appearance, he shows that age. Shaking hands with the air, ambling off, not knowing where he is. I don't know if you saw his speech the other night. I think we have it, right?
Don't mess with the minimum wage unless you want to get the benefit.
And you hear the people... People cheering by. They didn't understand him. They just have like a thing that says applaud. Applaud. It's all kabuki theater, I tell you. It's all staged. There's nothing real about it. Substitute anybody you want. They'd be better off than Joe Biden on the left. But here's the real deal. Substitute anybody you want on the left and they can't beat Donald Trump. Not legitimately.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz that's how she sees things. She went on to say there's no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. While President Joe Biden was busy talking about Bidenomics and his successes, social media was busy having him for lunch over his extended at DAF yesterday at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he gave a speech on the economy and seemed to lose track of what he was saying a few times. Donald Trump took the stand in his own defense yesterday in Manhattan in the civil defamation trial against him. Closing arguments were expected this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
I love these posts that come to me through somebody else, but they educate on something that's near and dear to me. And I also love it when people stand up for themselves. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. By the way, you guys are going to hear me talking a lot more about Spreely, having some very good conversations with them. And I will explain to you more in more detail later what that's about. But it's going to be a great move for me. Already, I'm just going to give you some numbers. We've seen a 10x increase in our web traffic because of the work of Terry and his team. We're currently trying to do the same thing with the radio show, and we'll get it figured out. But that's what we're doing. So glad that you guys are part of it. I appreciate you guys keeping us on. And by the way, still going to ask you to keep things moving because, you know, there's no rest for the weary. And just so you know, Spreely is a captive network with over 3 million people. And Terry's been introducing me slowly to these people, and we're gaining audience literally every day. And I was so glad they came to town. We were talking in earnest about how we could help each other. And he and his wife, Susie, who's a hoot, she's a beautiful lady. We were talking, and there's so many ways we can help each other that, and we're both at that stage in life where we're like, you know what? It's not about chasing money. It's not about chasing fame or fortune. It's about getting the word out and doing what we're going to do. I think is going to really put things on steroids. I'm very excited. Melissa met him. She's got to vet people now. She's like, I'm not letting you get in any more deals unless I vet it. But anyway, you're going to hear me talking about Spreely. So I'll be over there and I'll get you up to speed. I got this message from Frank McCormick. And here's what he said. They called it teacher reflection. I'll never forget when my principal asked me to reflect on why most of the students sent to the office were black. And I told her it's because they misbehave more. He writes, you could actually watch her have an aneurysm in real time. Not because she thought I was racist, but because she didn't know how to respond to a teacher being truthful on the issue. They use language like reflect to have you engage in some sort of pseudo-psychological struggle session where you discuss your own intrinsic biases and how you'll do better. But ultimately, it's an implied threat. Change your behavior or lose your job. So if you, and by the way, we've been talking about this issue for quite some time because I told you guys, I mean, this has been a while back, but we reported on this and I joked and said, what, do you recruit Korean kids to get into trouble? You know, because if you've got a population of 1,000 black kids and you've got a population of 1,000 others and you know that one black kid gets sent and one white kid gets sent, and you say, well, blacks are getting sent 50-50. They're only 13% of the population. Wrong statistic. They're 50% of the kids in the school. But it's worse than that. The black kids can be 50% of the kids in school and be getting 80% of the disciplinary things. Now, do you think it's because these inner city schools that are run by Democrats, generally run by other blacks, black teachers and stuff, you think that that's just by accident? Or do you think all those people are racist? Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's institutional racism of the cities and of academia. So anyway, he says it's a threat. Change your behavior or lose your job. He says what 99% of teachers do is simply stop referring black students to the office. And of course, we all know, right? That's going to do the black kids some good. Because now they know, no matter how bad I act, I'm not going to get sent to the office. And it reminds me of when I was talking to some cops in Cleveland, and the sergeant told me, he said to me, point blank, with his people there, he said, Kevin, you practically have to beg me to arrest you for me to arrest you. He goes, as long as you don't put your hands on me, he goes, you could be snorting coke, you know, just taking a puff on a marijuana cigarette. You could be drunk. He goes, you practically have to force me to arrest you. And I said, you got to be. He goes, no, man, I don't want the headache. So what do you think this is doing? What do you think the education system is doing to these kids by not allowing them to be sent to the office? And I told you that, guys, this happened in my son's school when he went to this inner city French immersion school. Little kid hit his teacher, got suspended. Mother brought that boy back to school the next day, went to work. The guy who's the principal of the school sat him in his office and gave him a lollipop. I'm not lying. Didn't even call the mom. Didn't say, you better come get this kid. Nothing. That was the discipline. And then his name was Conrad. And Conrad was like, well, he's rationalizing it. He goes on, he says this. This emboldens them. Their behavior becomes worse, which is what I said. Everyone notices, including the students. But no one says a thing. He says, it's Orwellian. He says, it's gotten so bad that we literally had black students walking around the halls doing whatever the heck they want. I can tell you that is a fact. I went to North High School to speak to a group of kids, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, the teacher told me, when you leave, there are going to be kids loitering throughout the school. Nobody would say a word to them. I went out of the class, and sure enough, at least 20 students in the hallway went out onto the grounds, boyfriend and girlfriend walking around campus holding hands. Can't leave because it's lockdown, but walking around campus holding hands, talking. Every one of them. There had to be another 20 kids. Nobody in class. That's what they do. He says security and administration would just shadow them, ask them to talk politely 2,000 times. The kids would just keep walking while mumbling, F this N-word, a mumble, and so on. He says it's increased racial resentment from the other students and staff members, and the increased visibility of this behavior just reinforces stereotypes. That's the part that gets me. That's what really bothers me. When I've talked to my kids, I've always told them, and I know this isn't a big deal anymore, but I grew up where black people, we were expected to do better. We were expected to be an example. And we did it. We lived up to that. They don't teach that to kids anymore. These kids are doing worse. And I'm telling you, the other kids are looking at it going, shoot, man, the black kids can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter what they do. They don't get in trouble. Nobody bothers them about their grades. So what do you think happens when the teachers don't, you're not coming to class, they don't care about your grades, they're not reporting you to the parents, they're not chastising you, nothing. And you graduate, you can't read, you can't write, you can't do math, you have no social skills, you think the world is your oyster, and you think that that's going to improve society. It's like when I had a conversation with my son's math teacher early on, and he goes in there, he's making B's and B minuses, and the guy says, well, hey, Collier's doing pretty well. I said, pretty well? I mean, he's making B's and B minuses. What do you think is pretty well? I said, this kid should be making A's. I'm a mathematician. His mother's an accountant and a legal beagle and an HR executive. I think we can do better here. And he looked at my son and goes, well, looks like, and he didn't say this, but here's what he was thinking. Your parents hold you to a higher standard than I hold young black kids to. He would have been fine with my kid. He would have been fine if that kid was making a D. I would have gone in there, he would have said, well, you know, he could do better, but, you know, I mean, you know, it is what it is. He says, there are kids that become adults in society that get in standoffs with police over minor compliance issues, get shot, and become civil rights martyrs. Schools are creating walking powder kegs that blow up, and society is the collateral. This guy, I just want to reach out and hug him. This is exactly what's going on. And finally, a teacher, an educator, and by the way, on the people that were commenting were like, you know, saying, I mean, probably everything you guys are thinking right now, but it was amazing, the comments. Everybody's in his corner saying, congratulations, way to go, way to speak out. Why don't more teachers speak out like you? I told you, when we were doing things with, when we still do, but we do things with these whistleblower teachers, you would think these people were drug dealers or pedophiles. They want to be in silhouette. They want their voices modified when they're doing audio. They don't want any possibility of being outed. You would think these people are the scourge of society. And you know what all they want to do? All they want to do is create a better environment for themselves and truly practice what they want to do with their lifelong passion, which is to educate kids. And this racist education system conspires against them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Eugene Carroll's team handed 37 new pieces, potentially, of evidence in the overnight hours in the form of Donald Trump's social media post.
So you guys know I did a thing on Eugene Carroll's show. I think we did an hour. Could have done 5 hours on that fraud. By the way, the left won't even look into Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden. And go look at a picture of Tara Reid when she was on the working for Joe Biden on his staff. And ask yourself, would Joe Biden have propositioned or would her allegations fit versus those of E. Jean Carroll, who looks like a troll? And, you know, yet again, the Democrats, you know it happened. This is he said, she said, and she said is a lying skank. Because that's what I'm just going to put it out there. That's what E. Jean Carroll is. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Unbelievable that we are
allowing this type of thing to happen. That we live in a country where they will take a man down at his peak because the politics, the politicians here, the elitists are saying, we don't want Trump. E. Jean Carroll is almost their last bastion of hope because they're not going to win any of the 91 indictments, which is stupid. Here's a level of stupidity. They have razor wire going around D.C., and the Supreme Court rules that razor wire, Texas can't put razor wire up to keep illegals out of the country, but they can put razor wire up to keep the citizens of this nation, the people who pay the bills, out of the Capitol. This is the crazy stuff that makes me go, and we think we're winning. We will not win until all this stuff is fixed. There is no winning. This reason why I get up in the morning and do what I do is because of this very thing where I just see the outrage. I go, this is a blatant lie. I don't care who this is. It could be Joe Biden being persecuted like Trump, and I'd be fighting for that knucklehead. And so would you. But the left doesn't do that. It's not a two-way street when it comes to that. You know what? What's her name? E. Jean Carroll and Nikki Haley have in common by now, which is they were both funded by Reid Hoffman, a guy who hates Donald Trump. The judge presiding over the case for Donald Trump hates Donald Trump. Not because Trump did anything to him, but because that's what the people that are in power told him. You will get Trump. If you're a Democrat and you have any way to get him, you get him. And you know what's happened to most of them? Look at what's going on with Fannie Willis. What did we find out about her? What do you think we're going to find out about Letitia James? Jack Smith, is a joke. Alvin Bragg, I talk about these people, and I'm never going to let you forget them. I mention them almost every show because I want you to know these people they're not doing their jobs. They're doing the elitist, the unelected bureaucrat and the elitist. They're doing their job. They're not doing their jobs that we pay them to do. They are bought and sold. Minions, pawns on a chessboard, and when it's time for them to make their move, they better make it or else. And that's where the Epsteins come in. And you want to know something? Reid Hoffman, as it turns out, was a very good friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Shocker, shocker. You know, Harvey Weinstein and Epstein are very, very good friends. Well, at least they were until Epstein, you know, committed suicide. Also, did you know that Reid Hoffman funded A.G. Letitia James in New York? Funded E. Jean Carroll's case against Donald Trump. And it's funny, when I talked about this before, there's more I want to cover too here, but they ask her, are you going to sue him? And she was like, for what? Sue him for what? There's a tweet where she says, oh, getting ready to watch one of my favorite shows. You want to know what it was? Celebrity Apprentice. Because all rape women want to watch their rapist on TV. And then they tweet about how much they enjoy the show. Unbelievable. Recall that E. Jean Carroll took a picture in the dress that she was wearing that she said when the incident took place in 1994. And then some astute fashionista noted that that dress had not even been designed by Donna Karan until a couple of years later. And then E. Jean Carroll adjusted the date of the attack. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know much about sexual assault. But here's what I'm going to make a bet. If it happened to you, I'm going to bet you remember the date. And I'll also bet you that you don't keep a memento. See, Monica Lewinsky kept the memento because she thought, this is amazing. Look at what I was able to do that no one else was able to do. Or at least that Hillary wasn't. But I don't know many people that go, oh, you know, I kept the panties that he ripped off of me or whatever had happened. I kept it as a memento of the assault. Well, she said, I put it away. I mean, it was just a dress. I kept it. I wanted it to remember that it was just a bad evening. I played a clip on it the other day. I'm not going to, no, don't worry about it. I'm just telling you, These people act as if we're stupid. I think most people would remember the date of something, you know, when that happened to the minute. I know this. There are things that have happened in my life. I can tell you, I know exactly where I was on that day. I don't remember much. I don't have the memory. My wife remembers everything, man. She is freaking Rain Man when it comes to stuff. Yep, you were mad at me that day. Yep, I got upset with you. Yep. Yeah, that was good. We ate ice cream over at the pier. I'm like, how do you keep up with all this stuff? I don't have that kind of brain. But I do remember certain things. Yeah, and I can tell you with vivid memories of those things that matter. You know, those things that, like, when my child was born and things like that. I remember that. And I'm going to tell you something. As much as you may remember good stuff, your brain will remember back. It'll go boop. It'll remember the circumstances because it'll tell you, don't put yourself in those circumstances. Hey, I mentioned Nikki Haley. Do you know this? Nikki Haley is not even on the ballot in Nevada. Not on the ballot. Vivek Ramaswamy tweeted this. And what he's saying is, she's not trying to win. She doesn't care if she wins. Her job is to be a spoiler. Now, what Nikki Haley doesn't understand is she's going to end up being an embarrassment. I played a clip earlier from a very wealthy man who was funding her who said, you know, she should just give it up. Stop doing it. But she won't. I mentioned Fannie Willis earlier. More things are coming up with Fannie Willis. Now, it has blown things open in Georgia. As it should. You know who else is in trouble? That rhino, Raffensperger, who counted the votes in that illegal, fake news, fake coup, that actual real coup, but fake election that occurred in 2020. And if everything was investigated to the level that it should, you know what we would find out? Proud election deniers. Because you should be. I'm looking at all these things going on. And I started out. We got more serious today than I wanted to, but because I like to have a light day, and I think we've kept it light. And I also believe that, in spite of the things that I'm explaining to you, I still believe you feel good about. You feel like we're making progress in some way, shape, or form, and you should feel that way because we are. And I'd like to explain things in the craziness of it, so when you're arguing or debating or having a discussion with somebody, you can convey it in such a way that people go, wow, I didn't know. You know, the most revealing thing when you're talking to somebody and you're explaining it in a way that they get it, and you give them a fact, and they go, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I did not realize that. Okay, if you didn't realize a lot of that stuff, then you probably didn't realize a lot of stuff about a lot of other stuff. You penetrate that little bit. And that's what does it. And that's the reason why, I don't know, I want to say my Cracker Jacks team here, we spend a lot of time trying to give you some filler. And I'll be honest with you, there are people who may know more about the details here and there, but I will tell you this, well, we're getting pretty good at it. And I want to say one final thing about Texas. The federal government, I can't believe the Supreme Court did not rule that Texas had the right to implement its 10th Amendment protections. I say Governor Abbott has done the right thing to say he's going to protect Texas's sovereign border, and to heck with it. And as a Texan, I would go back down there and fight with the Texas people over this issue. It's that important.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.